Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara had mentioned before that there is a Rav Noshim Psulais Nisois. Rav Noshim that get married are Psulais. That's why the Gemara wanted to be Medame if she says Psulin is a Sani. And he says, Loiki alamon and they say sicha, the Gemara wanted to be medamed this to Bori Vishemo because there's a roiv that's malim hatainim. But al kalponim, there's a roiv. We had mentioned before that there is a roiv. So the Gemara asks, the kiven the roiv noshim besulais nisois, roiv noshim that get married are besulais. So why does it say in the Mishnah that she can only be goyve aksubis mosayim if there are edim that are meyed shenot jotzos beinuma v'roisha perua afilo without edim kili osu edim my habi afilo there's no edim, there's a roiv. What does Rashi say? V'kivin sheroiv noshim kushi, the Gemara is asking Akash. What does Taisva say? Kivin the Rav Noshim Sulais Nisois Kilak Eidem I Habe. So Taisva says, L'Rav Porech Isle Heilchem B'momen Acha HaRoiv. What's the Kasha? What's the calamity? It's the Roiv says that she was a Psula, but there's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel of Heilchem B'momen Acha HaRoiv. So Taisva says the Gemara is asking according to Rav. The Taisus Yishonim says, Efsher da'afilu l'shmul havelo l'meza bosa rube. Maybe if it's according to Shmuel also we should go bosa roiv. V'lo yacher cheskas momen. Don't go bosa murzik. Given the cheskas haguf misayeya l'roiv. There's a cheskas haguf that is misayeya l'roiv. Upoir Shaper Afilla Alibe de Shmuel. Mrs. Cheskes Aguf says she was born a Psula. So if we're clearing Bishas the Nisuin, was she still a Psula? Or was she already Ois Psula? So we stella on Cheskes Aguf. So the Rehitis Loshen of the Taisus Yishonim would seem to be saying that a Roiv plus a Cheskes Aguf is mighty moment from a music. Now, I don't know if there's missing a word inami or there's missing a vov, but Taisus continues. If we're geiris inami, I think, then pshat inami koi amai damrina lael, given the roiv noshim besules nisois avalei bori didei, Kishemo, ubabori v'shemo posik Shmuel keram Gamliel. Hoche, the mahani locheskes aguf lachad lishn de perikama lochi poch v'neizel bosarube salkedai tachtav aroiv gomer. If we are geiris inami, so then this is a second mahalach in Shmuel. Aces. The Gemara had said before there'd be a havamine to say that this is called Bori Vishema, and Ram Gamliel should be chaylik on the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, it's not called Bori Vishema. Suppose we learn Shad, because Roiv, even though Roiv is misnaged to his taina, it's still not called Bori Vishema. If we're geiris inami, so I think that the Gemara is asking, it should zicher be Bori Vishem, and Ram Gamliel should be chaylik on the Mishnah. The Roiv should make his Bori equivalent to a Shema, and she has a Bori with a Cheskes Aguf, so she should be Nemo. So then the Kasha is, not als Roiv in Cheskes Aguf, the Kasha is als the Roiv is Megareya his Borin, and it becomes a Bori Vishema Becheskas Aguf. That's Lacher B'Shat, if we'd be Goyres Inami. it seems something is zicha missing here. If it's vikoi, then l'chayr the Gemara's kashe again is not roi v'cheskes aguf. It's vikoi. The Gemara's asking al tzbori v'shemo. Al kopone. According to Taisus, the kashe is according to Rav. According to the Taisus Yishonim, there are cheshbonos that afilu according to Shmuel, we should be able to be goive aksubis mosaim because of the roi. Omar Ravine. So Ravine answered, Mishum de'ika lemeima roiv noshim psulois nisois. Roiv noshim, that's true, roiv noshim that are married are psulois. And I should say, cease from the roiv. Umiyu talmonis, that's 100% true, but there's another factor. V'chol anisois psule yesh lokel. Every psula that gets married, there's a koil by a nesuei psula. There's the Moisef Rashi brings down Rashbam and Baba Basra, Biteich she es simche b'nesuei psula, niskorim bo b'nei odom. This is something that people remember. So, yesh lo koil, Rashi says, v'hal be'yoidim she'yotza be'hinume. That means, this is something that everyone remembers. The chasana of a besule is something that remains in the zikaron of many people. There was a big simche. V'chol anises psuleis yesh lo koil. So everyone remembers how she went to the chuppah with a hinume, with roisha parua. That happens by every chasana of a psula. Vizu hoyil ve'ein lo koil. Now, by her, there's no koil. The ma'ayest akasha, there's no eidim. I feel that there's no eidim. There's a roiv. There's a roiv that roiv noshim psulas nisois. So let her be goive the ksube without eidim. So the Gemara says, but no one remembers that it's yotzas behinume. There's no such thing. Every psula, everyone remembers such a thing. And here, no one can remember that by her chasnas, yosos beinuma, v'roishe perua, v'zu hoyul ve'ein lo koil, isra lo rube. So this creates a reyes in the roif. We can't rely on this roif, because if she was from the psulais, if she was from the roif, why doesn't anybody remember the simoni psula that she had? So that's why we need Eidim. So the Gemara says, if that's true what you're telling me, Ikol Anisei's Psula Yesh La Koil, if every Psula that gets married has a Koil, Ki also Eidim my Havi. So what does it matter if Eidim come and say, Hanach Sadi Shakri Nino? That means you interview the Bnei Ha'ir, she got married 5 years ago, and you asked, do you remember by her chasna, was it Yotzos Beinume? And everyone gives you a blank stare, I can't remember a thing. And two people said, yeah, I remember that there was Yotzos Beinume. That's very funny. That means if you're telling me a klal, kol anises psula yesh lo kol, this is something that everyone remembers, so this is like a non-sadi, that if there's a chasen of a psula, I mean, it's something that everyone should remember, and no one remembers that there should be such a thing. No one remembers such a chasen. With a hinume, with reisha perua, kiosu eidem I have, hanach sadi shakrininu, so I shouldn't believe them. It's a non-sadi, they're saying sheker. Elo Omar Ravine, Roiv Anises Psula Yesh Lokel. No, it's not Kol Anises Psula Yesh Lokel. It's Roiv Anises Psula Yesh Lokel. Sometimes you could have a Psula that gets married And there's not such a big simcha. People don't remember it was in a bowl dikis man. There are some times that people don't remember. Most of the times they remember. There could be there was some simcha that people don't remember. So it is a reyesa. Why doesn't anyone remember? But if Adam come and say that there was a hanume, so it's not, they're not saying keneged an ansadi, it's possible that people shouldn't remember, even though there was a hanume. So memela, that's why there's a reyes in the roiv, and therefore, she cannot be goiva without Adam. Vizu, what does Rashi say? Hoyl ve'ein lo kol, she'ein meid oleo she'yotzu so be'inume. There's no one that's saying Eidis she'yotzu so be'inume. Birchas Avram says he doesn't understand this Rashi. I mean, if a kol is sufficient, if two people are saying Eidis, so memela, what's the Gemara's kasha? You have your kol already. Two people said Eidus, that she had an enume. Ein lo kol she ein meyid dele she yotze beinume. So, l'chayr de ritis losh and rash means no one knows she yotze so beinume. He says, l'chayr, it's different. Pshat is that a kol means that you need a lot of people have to know she yotze so beinume. Ki also Adam I have it, given the chazoke, the yesh lo keil, harbe hoye yodim. See, Rashi says, take, a lot of people would have known. Dilme, no, that's going on further. Let us see Taisvis. Bezu hoyo vein lo keil, isra lo ruba. Taima. This nan bepirkin, it says further, Elu nemonim lohoid begoidlon mashero bekatnusa. There are certain edis that even though meiker hadin, edis has to be oiro oyoda, that he has to be a kosher eid bishas rie and a kosher eid bishas hagode. So there it says, but there are certain edis that we are makel, nafilu, it was ro bekat nuson, they're still permitted to say edis. Zachorni bepleinish sheyotza beinuma bereisha perua. That a person can say edis, that means even though by the chasni still was a cotton. But if he said edis, he remembers the yotza so beinuma, it's sufficient. Come a big more my time. Why is he name on this? To be mighty moment, you need kosher eidus. So the Gemara answers as follows. Given the roiv noshim psulis nisais. Roiv noshim is psulis nisais. So he's not telling us eidus that she's a psula. You have a roiv that says she was a psula. It's gilei milsa ba'almo. So this is considered a gilei milsa ba'almo. So it's not a real Eidus, it's only a Gili Milsa. So Taisva says, let's try to analyze that Gemara. Hashta Heichi Mayri. Im Yesh La Keil, if there is a Keil, is Lomotzor Shum Eidus, if there's a Keil, that she was a Psula. So there's no Reyesa whatsoever. Chayv Noshim Psulas Nisais. And there was a Keil that by her Chasana. Is Lomotzor Shemaidis Larav, Nezel Bosalubika the Pachor, so why do you need Aidis period? Is a Kol. The Ein La Kol, and if there's no Kol, Imkain Isra La Rube, so then there's a Reyes in the Roid. So you don't have a Roid. Yitzach Shnei Eidim Ksheirim. So you need two Kosher Eidim. They're speaking about that there's one posel aid with one kosher aid saying aidus. Choshvin in koil, that goof is called a koil. There's no koil. In him, in someone else makes it a koil. So Tosis brings the Raya from our Gemara, that's not called a kill. Two people know. So you see, if only two people know, that's not called a kill. The kill, which is normally existent by Nesuei Psula, means that many people know, remember that she was a Psula, there was Simoni Psula. So we have a problem. V'yeshloima d'roiv noshim psuleis nisois, odeif m'roiv noshim anisois psuleis yesh lokel. That this roiv is stronger than yena roiv. In Chedushei Rab Ruven, Baba Basra, he says pshat, Masha Kosvo, the Roiv Nisais Psulais Odev, Hainu, the Hayisroin, Sheyesh Beho Roiv, Legabe Hamiot, who Godu Yaisel Mehoroiv Psulais, Sheyesh Laham Koil. So Lachere Taisus is saying numbers. That means that 90% of the women who get married are Psulais. 10% of the women who get married are almonis. So you have a roiv of 90%. Now, in these psulois, that roiv psulois have a curl, and the mi psulois don't have a curl, it's not a 90-10%, it's a 60% have a curl, 40% don't have a curl. So there's a smaller roiv that's telling me that she's not a psula, because only 60% of the psulas have a curl. 40% of the psulas don't have a curl. So that's l'chay what I said. If some of the roiv noshim psulas nisois, odif mi roiv noshim anisois psulais yesh l'kel. This is a better roiv, a stronger roiv. Is now so when you have these two roivs which are conflicting one with another, v'chi ein lo koil lo yisra kol kach roiv de psulais nisois shlo yoil eides tero bekotnei v'ache imoi. So that means, be'emesin, since this roiv is stronger than yena roiv, so lemais, it's still considered, we still have a roiv that is telling us, it doesn't cancel out these two roivs, and it remains a suffik ashokel. No, this roiv is a stronger roiv. So I still have a roiv that is telling me, Mr. Thomas, she was married a psule. No, there's a reis in the roiv, it's iklash the roiv. A roiv she'isra is not enough strong to be mitzi mumit. So on that reyese, if we have a Yisroin birul of an eid kosher and an eid posel, that means ro bekat nusoy, so that Yisroin birul is mitzurif to the roiv she isra, and it's equivalent to a roiv. L'chayre, this is according to Rav. We make this a kimta. According to Shmuel, who holds ein hilchem b'momenacha haroiv. So l'chayre, then we'll say a little differently. We say there's a roiv already, but that roiv ein hilchem b'momenacha haroiv. So roiv is not strong enough to be mitzi momen. So, but we have a roiv. And now we add on this Yisroin Birur of an eight kosher and an eight posel. So now we have a stronger Birur than a poshet aroiv. He says, that means l'chayre, in the mnemonis of Eidus, there's no difference between Rav and Shmuel. That means an eight kosher and an eight posel is equivalent to X amount of Birur, X amount of mnemonis. No, the shaila is what you add it on to. So according to Rav, it is speaking about you have a there's a klishus in the roi, so when you add on this X amount of monis, of nemonis, of biru to the klishus, it's equivalent to a roiv gomo. And a roiv gomo could be maitzi moment. According to Shmuel, ein heilchen b'momen acha roiv, so roiv alone is not a sufficient biru, but if you'll add on this yisrei nemonis, then you could be maitzi moment. Zog the Gemara weiter. Im yesh eidim sheyotzeso behinumen. So now there is a shaila. Was she a psula? Was she an almone? She says she was a psula. He says she was an almone. And Rashi had said in the Mishnah, and what's with the ksuba? Taisus also said, she lost the ksuba. I mean, if she has the ksuba, so let's look nice and safe of an erzde. She lost the ksuba. And she's telling him, she lost the ksuba, but listen, I was a psula. He says she was an almona. Fine. So now she brings Edim, that yotzuso v'roishe inube, and she yotzuso beinume v'roishe peruas. Now she is a biru, she was a psula. And and therefore she can be gave the ksube. Yeah. She's not nemon to say she was an amon. So the Gemara asks, v'leichish dume mafke edim bahai beidine v'gavye. Why is he mechuyiv to pay her? She's going to come to one bezin, which is edi heinume, and, no, so bezin will say, then she'll go to another bezin. Then all of a sudden she'll find the ksube, Baruch Hashem. And then she comes to another bezin. Here's the ksube, you didn't pay the ksube. So, that means the Gemara is asking, we have to appreciate the Gemara's kashim. Kozman, this lady doesn't show a ksube, so let him tie that. We'll see in Taisus. That means you have a dangerous weapon in your possession. You're saying it's lost. Okay, that's what you say. I'm afraid it's not lost. And I'm afraid that if I'll pay you now, later you'll go to another bezin, and you'll show the ksube, and you'll be goyva again. I won't be able to say anything. You have the ksube. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, Zamiradike kasha. So he says, Kozman, you don't show the ksube, I don't pay. Not the kinawashi. You show the ksube, you lost it, nebuch. I'll send you a letter of condolences. But al kaponim, I won't pay the ksube. Because I'm afraid you'll steal from me. So the Bichas Avram says, I'm going to get a vote over here. He says, L'chaire, what kind of a kasha is this? Do you owe a ksube now? Yes, I think I owe a ksube. Why didn't you want to pay? Because maybe she'll steal from me. Fine. So what are you saying? So the vote, I'm not going to pay her. Because maybe she'll steal from me. So let Bezin tell, listen, if you don't pay the ksuba, yizicha gazlan, yizicha owe money. You don't want to pay because maybe she'll steal from you. I mean, what kind of yosher is this? So he says, but we'll see from the sugya, there is such a cheshbin. Just like there's a takone, that if a baal ashtar has a shtar, that the loive or whoever it is, has to pay, even though the shtar is also no raya that I didn't pay. Aba al kaponim, that's taloche. There's a din shtalche biyode, my boy, eba shtar. That takone was nemro l'teves hamalve. There's another takone, there's nemro b'teves haloive. I have to pay when you meitz your shtar, and kozman when you're not meitz your shtar, I don't have to pay. That's my schus. That's how the chiyuv shtaltzach avek, the ischayvus was dark in such an oifen. I'll have to pay when you'll have a ksub, and kozman you're not meitz a ksub, I don't have to pay. So Memela, so that's the Gemara's cash over here. So let him say, I don't want to pay till you find the Ksubit. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't have such a schus. Kaisvin Shaiva will write a Shaiva. You pay now, you write a Shaiva. Now you can have a big problem with the Shaiva. The Shaiva is, you have to watch the Shaiva and you have to eat it with machborim and other things. People didn't have good safes to keep secure all their documents. And this is a tremendous headache that you'll have to be shame of the Shaiva because maybe she'll come and be goyva again. Remember, that's your responsibility. That if you owe her money, and even though there is a shtar, could be, and she's not being mighty the shtar, so you have to suffer. She's giving you a shaver, and they have difficulties in watching the shaver. Remember, that's your hard luck. That's what Rav Abo says. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Dilme mafke edim, ede hinume. Kaisman shaive, shek sheifra lok suboso, tichtav loi, shekib lok suboso. Vie biyode liskus. Zoi say meres, the loi kemando main kaisman baba basra. This woman the woman says, no, he has a right to say that kozman, you're not moitzi the shtar, I'm not mechuyiv to pay. That's how the ischaivis was chal. The ischaivis was chal with that I have to pay when you're moitzi the shtar, and calls me now moitzi the shtar, I don't have to pay. Rav Popa said, b'mokim she'ein koisvin ksuba askina. No, it's speaking about b'mokim she'ein koisvin ksuba. Now, mokim she'ein koisvin ksuba. So that's the ischaibis. So they can't say the ischaibis is, I won't pay you till you be mighty exuba. Then you'll never pay. The mokim shen kaisim exuba al kochos, that's the ischaibis. The ischaibis is that, when she mons you, you'll pay. And how will you have proof that she shouldn't mon you again? You write a shaiva. It's this, the mokim shen kaisim exuba, that's sicher dan hoge. But b'mokim shekaisvim ksubi, so that's, our mission is speaking about that b'mokim shekaisvim ksubi. B'mokim shekaisvim ksubi, if she'll come and mon from him the ksubi, he'll tell her very sweetly, you'll show the ksubi, I pay. You don't show the ksubi, I'm not mechuyiv to pay. I'm not mechuyiv to pay if a ksubi was written, and you're not mechuyiv the ksubi. That's the machloikis, Rav Pop and Rav Abo. Let's see Rashi. Rav Popa amar lo'olam ein kaisu. The nimtza zetzach lishma shayvrei min achborim. Umi, it's not mechuyiv to do that. Umi sheyesh lo shtar al chaveroi, oyovi shtar v'yachzirenu. Either you bring the shtar and you return it to me. Lo yitul klum, you don't take. That's it. That's as they shtal sechavek to ischaivis. Umas nisen b'mokim she'en kaisvin ksube. Elo soim chem al p'nai bezl. She'tiknu l'psula masam l'mon amon. D'lek l'meichesh l'dum mahodro mafkol. This shash is not shayich because there's no ksube that shall be mighty. So Mameli doesn't have his taina that I'll only pay when you'll be give me the ksube because no ksube was written and there's no shash to mahodro mafkol. Ve'ike, so we have here a machloikes, Rav Abo and Rav Pope, pshat in the Mishneh. Rav Abo learned pshat that speaking about, afilo b'mokim she'kaisvin ksube, and she tiny she lost the ksube, and there's a din of kaisvin shaiva, and he can't protest on this halacha. He's mechuyev to accept a shaiva. And Rav Pope says, no, the Mishneh is speaking about b'mokim she'en kaisvin ksube. V'iked demasni lo abaraisa. Others learned pshat and the Lord said that this machloikis of Rav Popa and Rav Abo was said on the baraisa. What did it say in the baraisa? Ivdog suboso. She lost, she was ma'abed, the ksube. Hitmina ksubosa. She hid the ksube. Nisrafa ksubosa. The ksube was burnt. Tvitzi urim, that is no ksube. So there's no raya that she was a psula. Roktu lefonel. But we have edis that by the chasna they were dancing in front of her. Sochaku lefonel. Heviru lefonel koish shel psula. We'll see later in the Gemara exactly what this means. Oimape shel psulim. A mapim somewhat used to be mevara the dam psulim. Im yesh lo edim be'echad mikol eilu ksubosa mosai. So it would seem from this baraisa, we have here, the ksuba isn't around, and if she'll bring edim on one of the heichoches that she was a psula, she's given mosai. So on this bereise, v'leichesh dilma mafke eidim b'hai bezn v'govye v'hoda mafke l'ksubosa b'hai bezn v'govye bo. The kasha was asked on the bereise. How could, why is he mechuyiv to pay a ksube? If she's not moitzi the ksube. Omar Rababo. So Rababo said his shtik teire, zoi se meres kais min shoiva. Kelt, the Baal, the loive, they have to be satisfied with a shoiva, and they're mechuyiv to pay. Rav Papa Omar b'mokim she'en koismin ksuba askina. We're speaking about a mokim she'en koism. So the Gemara asks, this doesn't stim over here, and the Mishnah was good. But over here, the Ivda ksubosa ktoni, it says Ivda ksubosa, so akoch, they did write a ksuba, I can say mokim she'en koism. The cost of lo'iyu. Oh, speaking about b'mokim she'en koismin, but he had written her a ksuba. So the Gemara asks, Saif Saif, Mafkilo Vigovyebo. Fine, okay. So, but Lamaise, he wrote her a ksuba. So she has a ksuba in her possession. So now, according to Rav Pope, that Ein Kaisvin Shaver, he can tine, I won't pay you till You give me the ksuba. I gave you a ksuba. Smokum shen kais, but you have a ksuba. Kozman, you don't give the ksuba. I don't pay you. So the Gemara says, my ivda ba'ur was burnt. He says the whole taina of in kais min shayver is when if there's a ksuba around, I have a right to hold back payments till I get a hold of the ksuba. But it was burnt. If the boy, he hochi hainu nisrefo. So that's nisrefo. For oi, kasha number two, hitmino ma'ika lemeima. Hitmino, it says she hid the ksuba, and so here's ichishver. How can she mourn from him? She hid the ksuba. And so if you hold the enkaisvin shayver, so how could she mourn from him? There's a ksuba that's hidden. Visu, in kasha number three, ivda lomoli. Why does it have to say, tell me, ivda is, one kasha was ivda is bu'u. But why do you have to bechlal say ivda? Visu ivda lomoli. Why does Barab the same? They'll see in Taisus what this kash is. Elo! So Rav Pope said, and this Baraisa, Amir de Kepshat. Elo kol Ivdo. Udmo is charata now. Ivdo means it got lost. Maybe it's Ovdo. Kol Ivdo ki itmino befoneinu dami. That means if the ksuba got lost, it's equivalent, just like if she'd come to Besna. And the Baal would say, where's the ksuba? So she says, I hid it. But you pay me the ksuba. So that zikha, if she said she hid the ksuba, Besna will not be mechayiv him to pay the ksuba. Rebetzin, you take out the ksuba, I pay you. You hid the ksuba, ishkayach. So be mele, so ivda is kihitmino. If she lost the ksuba, in Rabbi Kevega's Mavaya, afilu she lost the ksuba ba'ines, but there's a ksuba around. It's lost, nebuch. But Lamai said there is a ksuba ba'ilam, so just like Hitmino, if there is a ksuba ba'ilam, I don't pay, Kozman, you don't give me the ksuba. Your problems, nebuch. I can't help you. It's just like she hid it. He doesn't pay. The law yavina law. You don't pay. Till Adam will say. So that's the, so this, the three cases are not all one. Eve does like it mina. And she's, and he's potter to pay the ksuba. Ain't kaisman shaiva. I'm not machuyev to pay. That's how a popular mshat in the baraisa. That it's Ivda is equivalent to Itmina. And you put it to pay the ksuba. Nisra for Beidem. So now I know Klor, it's not Boilom. Then he's chayv to pay. Even though there was a ksuba, but now there's no ksuba anymore. So Memele, so now I can't come with this taina that, I'm only mechuyev to pay if your moitzid ksuba, that's kozman, there was a chiyav ksuba. Here is no chiyav ksuba. Here is no, that's kozman when there's a ksuba, here there's no ksuba anymore. So the Gemara, man the masni lo abaraisa. The one who said the machloikis of Rav Poppe and Rav Abo on the baraisa. That means Rav Poppe was not in his spoil from the Loshna Barais, and he made a whole dreidel, so if he could say that on the Barais, on the Mishnah Zichr, not schwer. So on the Mishnah could Zichr say with a clear conscience, the Mishnah speaking about Mokim Shen Kaisen Ksubin finished, and only there you're, Mokhuyiv to pay. A man, the master law, must listen, but the one who brought the machloikis, Avabo, Rav Poppe, and the Mishnah, Avabraise, loy, kikushe. And the Braise, take, the Braise is a kashan, Rav Poppe. That means, that's a big doichik to say pshat like that. And, the Pashas Loshna Braise would seem that if does, he is also chayiv to pay the ksubit. And Sarai is Kaishvin Shaiba. Let us see Rashi. The Masni Lola Drababo Drapop. Hit mina ksuboso. Vihi Tevas Mosayim. Who Aimer Amon in the Seisicho. It's Roktula von Em. Yesh Edim Sheroktula von Eho Beyoim Nisuero. Kois shal psure, or hevir lofna kois shal psure, a mevaser o leho simoni psulis. Lekama meforish mahi, what is a kois shal psure? Elohi koma. So Rapope said, kol ivdo kimi shehitmino befoneinu dom. If he got lost, for the govye. Vohi toni, ivdo ksuboso, hitmino ksuboso, nisrofo ksuboso, imotofna, vohi perush. Omra Ovad, seems Ibid is like Ovad. Omra Ovad shtar ksubosa. She says the ksuba got lost. Harei hi kemoishe itmina ksubosa befaneinu, kde lohitze veligvis pam shniya. Ovad is equivalent to itmina. Ve ein no goi veklum. Ele im kem tovi hashtar. She has to bring the shtar. I'm sorry. Vim omra nisrefo. But if she says nisrafo, v'yesh edim shen nisrafo, v'hashte leke lemeichesh lemidi, now she can't be, there's nothing to be afraid of that she be meitzed the ksube, tovi edim, so the yayvitz is geiris as fal, tovi edim shen nisrafo. Oy, sheroktu lefoneho, this is going on b'mokim she'ein kaisving ksube she'zeo simen lepsulo v'tigve mosayim. Because the Yavit says, if there's Edim Shenisrafa, some Mistama they saw what was written in the Ksube. What's the Edim Shenisrafa? They saw paper that was being burnt. They saw 10 miles away the Ksube they saw in the small print they didn't see. So the Yavit assumes Mistama Edim Shenisrafa means that the Edim know this was a Ksube of a Mosayim and they saw it got burnt. So by Yesh Edim Shenisrafa, she's Goyva Mosayim, because there's Edim that saw there was a Ksuba of Apsula. Oy Sherok to Lefonel, speaking about Bamakim Shen, Kaisim Ksuba, she has similar Apsula, but Tigva Mosayim. Man, the Masni Lola, the Rabba Bo, the Rapopa, the Raisa, Koshkena Masnis, Kivina Baraisa, the Tone Ben, the Ibdak Subosa, Govia. The Bamakim Shekais Fink Subaskinon and Kikush, the Ton Ibdik Subos, when Echelush Nuish Nuid the Hikil, a member Ibdik Subos, a kid, Minik Subos, a come. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Im Yesh Edim, if there is Edim Sheyotsu Sobei Numet, the leichosh dulme mafke eide henume bahai besen vigavie bahoda mafke eide dulme bebeidina achine vigavie. Take the Gemara, you go over with Edim, so what's going to be, so we still have a problem, should be go over in different besens. So the Gemara says, "B'mokim loy efsha vaday kosvin in shayva." What does Rashi say? Given the loy efsha kigoyin b'mokim she'ein kosvin ksuba, the goyves al pi edim v'yesh lochush l'shema teilech lebezn acha v'tovi edim acherim v'tigbe pam shniyah is vaday kosvin in shayva. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying like this, is that legabi b'mokim shein kaisvin ksube matzicha heistis. I mean, he has to be maskim to have a shaver and to watch the shaver. There's no other eitzah. B'mokim shein kaisvin ksube, then he can taina, I don't want to pay till I get the ksube. Haviru lefonel koish shel psura. So the Gemara asks, my koish shel psura? Omar avada barave, koish yayin shel trume mavirin lefonel. Kloima, what is pshat in this minig? Ruuya hoiso zu lechel betrume. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, "Lu yoisuzu lechel betrume, inisais lekoyin. If this woman would get married to a koyin, she's roi to eat krum. The besula shleima nimtzeis, v'loi beula, shetiposa lekoyin machmas znus." The Rishash has pshatn Rashi, that Rashi learned pshat in this barais according to Rabbi Leza. We hear in Yevomitz. Rabbi Leza says, "Pony abo pnuya osozayne." So memele. So that is pshat in this minig. He says this minig is that they say that if she would get married to a kohen, if she would get married to a kohen, she'd be permitted to eat trume because she's not nifsal lekoyin machmas nus. A koyin could be machal ha. Koyin could be machal ha trume. Now, if we'd be chayish for a bilas posel, what does Rashi have to say If she'd get married to a Kohen, if she's a daughter from a Kohen, she'd also be able to eat Truma. So it seems that we're speaking about Abiyas Nus, not about Abiyas Posel. Machmas Nus, Rashi also says Nus. So we're saying, Fakir Tas Pshat in this Minig, that we're Maver HaKoyshel Psuretz Mevaser, that she never was Mezaneh, she's not a Be'ula. And the Mela should be permitted to, a Kohen would be able to be Machal or Truma. Yeah. That's Pshat in this Kaishal B'Sayim. She's Roy to be, that a Kohen should be Machal or Truma. Maskif lo rapope, oto almone miloi ochla betrume. He says, if that's the message, what the Kois is telling us, that if she'd marry a Kohen, she'd be able to eat Truma, so that's not telling us she's a Psula. She could be Almone, and also should be able to eat Truma. She wasn't Mezana, so she's not a Zoyne, and he's not a Kohen Godel. Ella Omar Rav Pope, Pshat in this Kois shall Psula something else. Zu Reishes Ketruma Reishes. So what does Rashi say? Oto enises kshi almona l'kain hedit miloi ochla betrume. Won't she eat trume? No, zu reishes be'iloso reishes, like trume is a reishes. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda oima chovi shol yayin mavirin lefonel. By a psula de yom maver a chovi shol yayin. Oma Rav Ade Barabe, what is Pshat in this minig? Besula mavir lefona stuma. If she was a psula, so they were mavir achove stuma. Beula mavir lefona psucha. Frekte gemore amai, why do you have to make that the minig, that there should be a positive minig by a beula, your mavir achove psucha? Never come a psula. Let's make it differently. By a psula, your mother, a chovestume. The kami bula, loy never claw. Why do you have to be mother, a chovest psuche? So the Gemara answers, zimnen de tofso mosayim, for omra ano psula havoi, vahai de loy ovru kamoi, isnusi hu de isnisu. So the Gemara says, if the Haychoche by Almone would be that there was no Chavis Stume, that they were Maver before Neo, so she could be Teifes Mosayim and come with a Tainis Bori, Atake, there was no Chavis, but she was a Psula. Why wasn't there a Chavis? There was an Oynis that they were unable to bring a Chavis. Let us hear Rashi. Zimnim de tofso mosayim beloy bezdin. So from the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem, that means bezdin didn't give her the mosayim. She chapped it without a psak bezdin. She chapped mosayim. Chi beinen lafukim ino. And now we want to take it away from her. Mishum dein edim sheviru lefonel, because we say you want not a psula. I can say a psula. There was no Edim, she will know. Omro, that's true, there was no Edim. Isnisi, who the isnisu, shikurim hoyo, me oynis yayin amishte. Is the reason they weren't maver achovis, the reason they weren't maver achovis, stume lefonai, because there was an oynis. Isnusi hu de isnisu, shikurim hoyo, Mi'oynis yayin hamishte. Perhaps Rashi means that there wasn't a chavis tume to be found. They were shikurim. So memela, whatever chavis that was around was used for better purposes. So there was no chavis around to be mavil lefonai, to be meyed that I was a psula. Hilkach, So therefore, by Almone, so they were afraid she might be Teufis, the Mosaim, and now she's a Tofus, and she's coming with a Tainus Bori. Take it away from me, I'm a Tofus. You prove that I'm wrong, I'm telling you. Are you ever Raya? That's no Raya, could be. I'm telling there was an Oinus, and I'm a Tofus. Now there's nothing but to worry about. Let us see Taisvis. The Leichish Dilma Mafke. Is this the Gemara Esther Kashem that she's Moitzi, the Gemara is going on the Mishneh, that she is Moitzi Aksube with Eide Hinume. And she said she lost the ksuba. So the Gemara asked, why should he be mechuyif to pay her? Maybe she'll later be mafke the ksuba and be goyve again. Vafil, so the Gemara's kashas, vafil aide aide num, eloi hoyel oligbeis, hachetach salai ksuba, that's the Gemara's kash. Kivin she yochel lovely they have said, bemesh and ishar ksuba tachas yod. So Mamele can tine, that's the schus of the Baal, of the Loive, that I'm not mechuyev to pay, calls man the ksub is in your possession, because I can get a hepsit. The loy mi boy leman de yoma de yocha lite nacha maise bezn de mafsit. Dim loyil a ksubi yinem loy me parati. So Tais is going to say, now what is he losing by paying? So Taisha says like this, if Atenach HaMaise Bezden is Nemon, he's Emo losing. He says like this, if she wouldn't have the Ksubit, so she'll mon for me, she'll like it in, I'll Taina Parati, and I'll be Nemon. But now that she has the Ksubit, I won't be able to Taina Parati, so Memel, I don't want to pay, because the ksube will be geiremi a hefsid moment, which without the ksube, this will be non-existent. They're not paying. Allah fil l'man diyom adalei motzi toinach ha-maise bezden. So l'chayre, so we come over to him, so what's your time? You don't want to pay because she has the ksube. What's the difference? She has the ksube, she doesn't have the ksube. You can't tie the parati saivas. Without the ksube, you can't tie the parati. So what are you losing that she has the ksube? So he says, I am losing. He says, let's say she'll mon a second time the ksube, but she will not find eide henume. Is yenem aloyim aparati mone b'migdi b'omar amone nesei sicho. So then I could taina al kapona. I'm not nemon to taina parati, but amigo I am nemon, so I could taina parati. If she doesn't have the ksube, I could taina parati money, b'migdi b'yom ha-mone se'siche. Oim yei b'mokim she'mekir me'ishtoi, on a place where people know b'chlal that she's his wife, yenem aloim parati yakel, b'migdi b'yom ha-inat ishti. So me'mele, Abo vahashta shaksube biyodo toitzi mesayim. Bekimen shochalovil dehebse dein lilafoy. That is the upmach of the hischaivus of a ksube, that if I can lose through the ksube being in your possession, I'm not mechuyiv to pay till you give me the ksube. Zois eimeres kais vin shayva. So the Gemara says, so Rav Bo said, so Zaraya, there's no such taina, kais vin shayva. Even though she has a ksube, you have to accept a shayva. So lechere zeis emeres kais vin shayva means lechere all over. That's the yesod that the baal aloive. They can never taina, I won't pay till I get the shtar, kais min shayv. So Taisa says, afol gav da hocha loy efshel. I mean, here, he can't run away of not being mechuyev to accept a shaver. Dikala meichish. Du matisrev ksubos abeidim. What'll be? That means, he's a big knacker over here. He's saying over here, I won't pay till I get the ksuba. Fine. What'll be if the ksuba will be burnt? So now that taina falls off. Now you have to pay the ksuba. Now what's gonna be, so she'll money you another time also. So al kolchoch, so you have to have a shaiva. So by ksuba, she can always be goiva. So Taisus means to say, Taisvin Shoiva is Lamaisa here. She could force him to accept a shayva by burning the ksuba, and then ozicha need a shayva. Ba'koch zokakul a shayva. Mikol mokim daik shapet the ba'alma nami kais me shayva. The ain kais me ba'alma lo miyifra kan kimin shiachalov they have the mashak ksuba beyada kedeperash. So Taisva says, if she burns it, then he's forced to accept a shaiva. But Kozman, she didn't burn it. So Lamaise, so that's the raya. So if there is such a taina of enkaisman shaiva, so let him come with this taina. I don't want to pay till you shtel tzu the ksuba. Kaisman shaiva. Avogav the peg at poshet meforish time at the mando mekais min shayvim shim the eved loive le ish malve. The Gemara says that the reason is kais min shayva is because eved loive le ish malve. So that means even though it's a avle to the loive, the malve lost the shtar. So the loive has to pay. And the loiva has to be shame with the shaiva. So the Gemara says the reason is why should the loiva lose? Because ever loiva is malve. So that applies by a loiva. But he was speaking about a baal with a ksuba. Slav dafka loiva. Erudim b'chol choiv k'me ksuba doche shitre. Mekev lo marosim da kais m'shaiva. Slav dafka by a loiva. That's the loch a kais m'shaiva. My ibdo ibdo ba'o. So Rav Popper had said, "Moi is takasha and Rav Popper." Rav Popper said, "Ein kais mishayve," and he's potter to pay. So the Moi is takasha. It says, "Ibdo he pays the ksuba." So the Gemara says, "My so the Gemara says." So Rav Popper said, "It's speaking about that the b'makim she'ein kais miksuba." That was the beginning. Papa mokim shen kaisum ksubaskin. That was the first teretz. Va'iv da ksubasa ktani, the cost of le'iv. Then the Gemara asked Akash, soif mavkel of a govye bo, ma'iv da iv da bo. But speaking about, so now we're up to, that there's no ksubit. There's no ksubit, that's his mechuyiv to pay. Bim taima, so if there's no ksubit, Mkein, I feel a bit mokim shekaisen, I will look me, my duch kuk me mokim shekaisen because of liyu. So Taisa says, so like the whole flow in the Gemara shver. First we ask the kash and Rav Popper. So Popper said, speaking about mokim shekaisen. So Mela, Shtetzer, he asked the pay. So Mosel, but there's a ksube. Oh, he wrote a ksube. So then the Gemara asks, oh good, but he wrote a ksube, so now a shver, so why does he have to pay? Let him tie, I won't pay till I get back the ksube. So it's even the boy, there's no ksube. So say it, speaking about Mokim, why did you say Mokim Shein Kaisvin and Yikosav? Say it, Mokim Shein Kaisvin, but it's Ibdabu. Vayimer Rabbein Etam, the Mokim Shein Kaisvin, if it's speaking about Mokim Shein Kaisvin, Ksube V'nisrafo, so then he can time his Tumon Pei, Ikol Mecha Shein Kaisvin L'Ksube Acheres, Mestam, he wrote another Ksube. The Osel HaShoyse B'Loi Ksube. So that's why he said, no, speaking about the Mokim, Shein Kaisman, he wrote a one ksuba, and that ksuba was burnt. Mi aber mots look ma mokim shekois in the nisl va acha gerish and the like la mege shem kos la geres al shnir al doig ik dat spok ma nisl va after the gerish. Ve su if do lomali. Now the gemara is if do is if do bo. Like the gemara if do ein an nisl va. Then the gemara is ve su if do lomali. So that's the same kash we just says. Avo gam do lochei ein a pichel kamais the poor ein an nisl va. Yes, Liashiv Dochikom, Besu, Afilu im Neumar, Denisra for Havi Pirusha, Denevdo. So the first Kasha Lempha, that's not two cases. Ivda, Haina Nisra for. Oma Mikom, Makatiksh, Ivda Lomli. Why did you say Ivda with a Perish? Say Nisra for, I'm finished. Isnusi, who the Isnisu. So the Gemara says that if the minig would only be that, if the minig would only be that by a psula the maver achovis, by an amona the not maver achovis, so she'll chap the mosayim zuz, and then she'll taine, I, where's the chovis? There was no chovis by you, there was an oinis. Nire de Mairis, we have a machlokes Rashi in Taisus. So Taisus says, Nire de Mairis, kein de ike migu. Di boi omro ein biyodi klum. For Rashi, it would seem that Tovsa Mosayim beloi bezn, but Adam saw her chapit. That means we know she chapit. Afal pikein, she's nemon to keep the money with a tainis bori out Tovus. Taisvis learns, als Tofa, she wouldn't be Nemon. What do you mean? You have, if I saw you have the money, Rebbetzin, please give it back. You have no right to have it. It could be Tzvislachesh Neulda Sofi. Nire de Maika indike, migo di boy omre ein biyodi klum. It's speaking about that there's no Adam Bechlau that saw her chapit. And now she pops up and she tells Bezdin, I chapit it. And I have a migu. I could have said it didn't happen. You wouldn't have known where the money is. And I'm telling you, it was a psula. Di lavochi amai mehemna. So, because so now, why should she be nemon? Why should she be nemon? She's saying a migu. So she has a migu. And so we see from over here that Taisus loybshat she has a migu. So from Taisus we see that a migu kineged a minig is also not nemon. That means like this, that lemaise, that they were maver in front of her a chavis prusa. That's the psucha. They were maver in front of her a chavis psucha. The Gemara says, if there'd be maver, there wouldn't be maver any chavis before an amone, so shul taina she was a psula. I, where was the chavis? There was an oinus, and she'll be nemo. She has a migo, and she'll be nemo. So therefore, when maver a chavis psucha, and that was the minig. The minig is by amone, they were maver chavis psucha. Now she says I was a psula. I they were maver achovis psuche. Kasha pameisa. That was the people who were maver. It's a minig. They did the here. They didn't know. They thought you maver achovis. They didn't know psuche. Al kaponim. They bring a guy from this place that a migu kineged minig is not nemo. If the minig is saying that you're an amone, so she's not nemo with a migu. Period. One of the simonim of a psula is the machalik kloyis. By a psula, the machalik kloyis. And by an almone, they're not machalik kloyis. A maile chashine dul mefosa of tofse ki da oma hoche. So let's be afraid of the same thing. So she'll tell, she'll hop and she'll say, where was your kloyis? It was an honest. Emir Rabbeinu Tam, the Davki Bedover, she is teurech, kegoin chovis, the hochi chaylameima, the isnisu. Here you can say it, it's possible, it's a teurech, to bring a chovis. So Shigel shall say the word Avol Klois v'shadvarim shem kalim lasos loy. That mean even though I say she can't tine if there's no Klois, that alone is enough of a biro to be mavaro that she wasn't a psula and it's not a tine aguna.